The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
You know that classic kind of police media photo opportunity where there's been a weapon seizure and you have the detectives posing with a bazooka or a grenade or, you know, machetes or some sort of a machine gun. And it always looks very intimidating. They're already always pretty happy with themselves. But the one we saw yesterday with a 3D printed plastic gun, the photo with the detective was just priceless. The look on his face, it looks like a toy.
And the fact it was multicoloured, like it's this orange and blue weapon. But
exactly this, like a Nerf gun.
This is, and I don't know whether you saw on 7 News last night, the detective holding it up behind the reporter, Jacqueline Robson. Yes, it was a great piece of television there. Look, this is deadly serious because the police are saying these 3D printed guns are just as powerful as the guns they have. So they can be made using a 3D printer and materials that are easily accessible. It was a plastic gun. There are some metal components that are required for it to operate. So it's deeply concerning. This teenager has been charged and police are issuing a warning. Basically, don't go and make your own guns at home using 3D printers. Unfortunately, it's so easy because it's just your Google search away and a 3D printer away and away you go.
Yeah, and so when the police say, you know, they're using this as a warning, do you think that's actually going to warn people off it? Or do you think there are a lot of people out there with 3D printers thinking, I could do that? That's, yeah.
Do you think it's going to inspire some copycat action?
Yeah, yeah. I sometimes feel that these types of things are a bit counterproductive because there are people out there who are just, you know, idiots who will think it's a good idea and don't realise potentially deadly consequences.
I'm sure that was considered in the meeting when they decided on the show and tell.
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.